This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba participates in UN Climate Change Conference, COP26, in Scottish city of Glasgow. Prime Minister Deuba to address the conference today itself. Province 1 Chief Minister Bhima Acharya resigns from his post. CPN Unified Socialist Leader Rajendra Rai claimed Chief Minister's post with signature of 50 province lawmakers. And COVID-19 death surpasses 5 million worldwide. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba is attending the COP26 conference of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change with documents and reports featuring the country's ambitious goals in the related field. Prime Minister Deuba is also scheduled to address the World Leaders Summit of COP26 today itself. The Prime Minister will appraise the session that Nepal is working with commitment to implement the Paris Agreement, briefing it about national policy plans and programs to reduce the risk of climate change. The policy documents and action plans are reported to be presented with much priority for coordination, collaboration, and exchange of knowledge at the international forum. In the conference, Prime Minister Deuba will be shedding light on Nepal's national commitments, along with its goal to reduce carbon emission to net zero by 2045. Province 1 Chief Minister Bhima Acharya has resigned from his post today. Meantime, CPN Unified Socialist Leader Rajendra Rai has submitted his claim for the post of Province 1 Chief Minister with the signature of 50 province lawmakers. Mao Center leader Jhalak Singh Darlami informed that the Nepali Congress, Mao Center, Janata Samajwadi Party and the Limbu One had backed Leader Rai for the new province chief minister. Hearings on all cases determined in the Supreme Court for today have been concluded. Chief Justice Sulendra Shamsher Jabara had determined 4 joint benches and 2 single benches for today. All the writs that went through the hearing procedure today were related to habeas corpus. A meeting of the justices of the Supreme Court held this morning decided to hold hearings on the cases related to habeas corpus. The Supreme Court justices had been boycotting the hearings for the last 8 days over the dispute with Chief Justice. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed on the need of being conscious towards reducing the direct cause of climate change and adverse impact on the environment. After observing the apple farm in Manang today, President Bhandari said the humans should work with commitments and collaborated efforts to protect the environment. The president also expressed her belief that the farming and businesses done on the basis of climate adaptation would make the people and country prosperous. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has said that the government is in the favour of religious and social harmony, receiving a memorandum submitted by the Global Omkar Federation at his office in Simadarbad today. Home Minister Khand said the government was not in favour of social discrimination. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मी सँग
ए हो र अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दै छौ
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब रात तपाईको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज ए टोटल अफ 533 न्यू केसेस अफ COVID-19 हैव बीन रिपोर्टेड इन नेपाल टुडे द मिनिस्ट्री अफ हेल्थ एन्ड पपुलेसन हैज रिपोर्टेड दैट 490 कोरोना इन्फेक्टेड पीपल रिकवर्ड इन पास्ट 24 आवर्स Similarly, 9 people died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,416. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Uma Rekmi, has said that arrangements would be made for administering vaccines against COVID-19 to children at the earliest. Talking to journalists in Sitawan today, Minister Rekmi said the government was making arrangements for administering the vaccines to children above 5 years. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has claimed that his party would secure majority of votes in the upcoming parliamentary election. Addressing the first municipal convention of the party in Bharatpur Municipal Committee today, party chair Oli said that the CPN UML alone would get the majority of votes without making coalition for the election. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Podil has assured that the newly published date for the party's upcoming 14th General Convention will not be changed. Speaking at a press briefing organized by the Nepal Press Union at Janakpur today, leader Podil reiterated that the National Convention would be held on the stipulated time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 5 million people are known to have died of COVID-19 worldwide 19 months since the pandemic began. Vaccines have slowed the death rate, but some health experts say the true death toll could be far. The milestone comes amid warnings from health officials that cases and deaths in some places are rising for the first time in months. And nearly 250 million cases of the virus have been recorded worldwide so far. The World Health Organization estimates that the pandemic's real global death toll could be 2 to 3 times higher than the official records. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls on his fellow leaders to act now on climate change, saying the world is running out of time. He says he wants countries to end the use of coal, phase out petrol-powered cars, and reverse deforestation. More than 120 world leaders are in Glasgow for the COP26 summit to talk about how we tackle the urgent problem of climate change. Countries including China, India, and Brazil face pressure to toughen their commitments. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the hilly region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba participates in UN Climate Change Conference COP26 in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Prime Minister Deoba to address the conference today itself. Province 1 Chief Minister Bhima Acharya resigns from his post. CPN Unified Socialist leader Rajendra Rai claims Chief Minister's post with signature of 50 province lawmakers. And COVID-19 death toll passes 5 million worldwide. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.